there's some fantastic things that you cannot do through traditional healthcare. They don't learn those tests in traditional university or medical school.
You've just tuned into Rebel Wellness Podcast, your resource for realigning and revitalizing your health and well-being. I'm your host, Kaylee, also known as Coach Kales. I'm a holistic health educator, certified nutritionist, and fitness professional of nearly a decade. I'm stoked to have you with us. You just joined a community of amazing souls who are ready to break free from the confines of the often outdated and confusing health advice all around us. Living in a world overwhelmed by quick-fix diets and unrealistic beauty and body standards, us rebels stand for change. If you're like me, you're exhausted with the confusion and polarization plaguing the social media health scene. My mission is to empower you to step beyond today's diet culture. Adopt a holistic health approach paired with the foundations of science for lasting, well-rounded wellness. Through teaching you how to tune in and embrace your mind, body, and soul, we'll reject one-size-fits-all solutions, realigning you on a better path that honors your unique needs and values. With new episodes weekly, this podcast is your sanctuary for deep wellness exploration, featuring expert advice, real-life stories, and a true commitment to your growth. Your journey to better health and simplicity in life begins now. Let's jump right in. Welcome back to the show, Rebel. We have a good chat here today. A little kind of, a little sidestep from some of our usual discussions and kind of discussing a little bit more of mistakes, because I think that most of the time I'm trying to educate you guys and help walk you through entire topics on really popular things that people want to hear about or ask about all the time. But today I really felt kind of like it weighing on my soul to talk a little bit more about some really common mistakes that I see people making when it comes to working with practitioners and health professionals through either healthcare, through their insurance, or out of pocket with functional medicine, integrative medicine, naturopathic medicine doctors, or even honestly, especially nowadays, just health coaches and a variety of people that are online, certified, not certified. You know, there's a lot of people that are doing honestly a little bit more than their scope as far as fitting criteria for being able to be a voice and a guide professionally for you in certain areas of health. And it's a little scary. You know, I've had episodes on this topic before, or on that topic before rather, but I felt like today would be really helpful for you guys to kind of hear me talk through a little bit about one of the, or many, a handful of the biggest mistakes I often see people make in these settings when they are trying to improve their health and are going the traditional route with traditional healthcare. Some people call it Western medicine. There's a lot of different terminologies, you know, that people may call the healthcare path that is the most generic in the United States, which is, you know, where I'm based. So if you are listening from not here, this may not apply entirely, but it might still, because I know that there are definitely still a lot of more Western oriented countries around the world who do practice very similarly to the United States. So this topic, though, today, I do want to remind you guys that this is not medical advice. This is a conversation about medical things. So with that said, this isn't something that I want you to not explore for yourself and ask questions when it comes to your practitioners. I mean, the biggest thing that I want anyone to come from this conversation with is more confidence in advocating for themselves when it comes to exploring their health path, health journey, whatever you like to call it, but basically the search for your best health. And often that comes from our utilizing our medical system and or whatever resources you can come across. And we do have a lot more now because of social media. We have access to a ton of healthcare professionals around the world, which is great. But how you pick and choose who you work with really matters. And so I very much hope that this is a valuable conversation for you today. I really think it will be. And it's definitely more conversational based, like I was saying, more of a discussion. It's not necessarily like a list where I want you to get out your pen and paper and make some notes. If you guys liked this topic and you want me to do a more specific chat or maybe even a webinar on this topic, I would love to make more resources for you, because I definitely think that this is something that we are underserved in, especially like feminine health. And I have kind of taken it upon myself the last several years, especially to kind of become more of like a wellness concierge for a lot of my clients, because there's a lot of stuff that is outside of my scope and I'm not going to operate in areas that I don't feel confident in guiding you. And so I actually have created a lot of healthcare teams for many of my clients with whoever is around them. You know, I've connected them to practitioners that I trust in the area, you know, dominantly because I have a big community up in Portland, Oregon. A lot of my practitioners and clientele are still up there. However, I'm starting to build a really strong one down here in California, more on the Monterey Peninsula. And it's going to kind of adapt as time goes on and I learn more and more about different practitioners and who's out there. But regardless, the biggest thing that has become apparent is that a lot of people don't know how to get better quality care. They don't know what is actually the up-to-date science, because something that's important for you guys to understand right off the bat, unfortunately, the methods of how schooling and changes when it comes to the standardized operations with Western medicine or traditional healthcare, it takes years, if not decades, for things to come up to date or to modernize or to be recognized. It's only recently traditional medicine has started to actually acknowledge PCOS for females, you know, polycystic ovarian syndrome, if you don't know what that is. Many women, millions of women suffer from PCOS, and they only recently have started to actually recognize it as something in Western medicine, in traditional healthcare. And even at that, I have so many PCOS clients, and we have to navigate with functional medicine doctors and other alternative resources for healthcare, because what is available for the traditional PCOS route through traditional healthcare is simply like, I'm not making this up. Every single client that we have gotten diagnosed with PCOS, their doctor goes, yes, ran your hormones, this or that, you do have PCOS. So our usual standard method of action, birth control, metformin, and send you on your way, possibly antidepressants. And that is not healing. That is bandaging, you know, it's pain management. Traditional healthcare focuses on pain management, because if you don't heal the thing, people are always needed. They always need you. They always need medications. They always need more and more. So you're basically getting more money off of them. Unfortunately, traditional healthcare is burdened by big pharma, and even curriculum and schooling is influenced directly by big pharma. They are who is creating the textbooks, creating a lot of resources that are available for the doctors. You know, it's not a conspiracy theory. It is actually the way it is. I have several very well-educated practitioner friends throughout high school where I have always bounced off of them like, hey, what are you getting taught right now? How much time are you actually spent on nutrition? You know, this or that. And one of my good friends, who's a very smart doctor, he went to UC Irvine, UCLA, and now he's in New York. He was telling me that they spent maybe half an hour on nutrition. And they basically said, you know, tell people follow the Mediterranean diet and blah, 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 you know, and that was about it. Like, no joke. And you have to go seek out more education to become a more well-rounded in the nutrition aspect practitioner. So most of our practitioners are focusing on downstream things. So downstream meaning that, okay, you've gotten this disease, illness, issue, whatever. How do we manage that? Versus how do we cure that, heal that, reverse that, whatever term you want to use, like how do we get that to not be the way it is anymore first, and if that's possible, and then go to the, okay, well, we can't seem to get you in a better position where you no longer have to struggle with this problem. So how do we manage it? their first instinct and what they're taught throughout schooling and, you know, in the medical system is just how do you help them manage their problem? How do you quickly get that symptom to subside? But we've all seen it. You know what I mean? We've all seen any medication comes with side effects, and then you get another medication for those side effects, and then you get a medication for those side effects. And it's a like horrible rabbit hole of medical doom, and it is not the preferred way to have your best health, you know? And so many of us are suffering from subpar health, not because of that specifically, but we're not being helped by that. Our culture, unfortunately, is influencing much of how we are today, and that plays into the Western medicine, you know, kind of narrative. And so I'm going to kind of interchangeably use the terms Western medicine and traditional healthcare. They mean the same thing. That's mostly what I mean. And I do also want to say, like, I'm not going to throw everything into the bucket of like Western medicine is crap, because it's absolutely not. Okay. It actually is very necessary, especially when it comes to things like acute injury. You know, you get in a car accident, we need those surgeons, we need painkillers right on tap. You know, there's a whole lot of things that Western medicine has made amazing and is available for us when we need it. But healthcare nowadays is sick care. It's only there to manage you when it comes to those chronic things. Acute things, I think traditional healthcare is fantastic. Chronic things, not so much. And so I'm going to discuss a lot more of this today in today's topic. But as always, I would love to see you come join our community on Instagram at Rebel Wellness Podcast or at Kaylee Loren. And you can also join our once a month wellness newsletter anywhere on KayleeLoren.com or CoachKales.com. They're both mine. So you can pop over there, sign yourself up. And I think you're really going to enjoy it because it's not your average wellness newsletter. And it's hand curated by me, and I do not use AI to write it. It is all still from me. So also, I do want to remind you guys, we have great resources in our show notes, so make sure you pop through there. I believe actually you can get a quick link to our Instagram and such from there as well. And I always am open to any feedback or topics you'd love to hear more about or hear about in the first place. And we just had like several people send us really great feedback for our last episode, episode 91, with our editor, Emily. Where we discuss how strength training actually changed the game for her confidence in life and how she's completely taken a 180 from where she was when we first started working together to where she is now. And she's self-published a book and it's amazing, and people have been loving that episode. So go check that out if you haven't listened to that yet. So let's dive into today's topic. I'm going to discuss all these, the top mistakes that I see people make when it comes to navigating their health journey through traditional healthcare. One of the biggest mistakes, let's talk about your kind of journey. So if you're going into, you know, maybe you have some sort of symptoms and you are trying to navigate it. And, you know, zooming out for a second, I can't get really specific on certain situations. I might use some for reference from experiences from my clients and things like that. However, like, I'm going to try to keep this as like generic and blanket statement-y as possible, because it's more about the concepts and the topics and the things I want you to think about when you navigate your own health journey and advocate for yourself, because it is going to be it's unique to you. Okay. And that's the main thing that's really important about healthcare for yourself, is do not just fall in line with the generic route of, okay, well, I showed up for my physical, my doctor said my labs look normal and I'm off. Even though I feel like shit. I tell my doctor about it. He doesn't, or she doesn't. They don't say anything is pointing towards a reason that I don't feel good. And so they said, it's probably all in your head. Or they said like, we'll check again next year, or yada, yada. So first things first, what's really important to understand is the biggest mistake I see is people pick one practitioner, usually whoever's assigned to them or whatever through their health insurance, and that person becomes their health god. They go to that person for everything. They trust that person with everything under the sun, And unfortunately, they are limited by that practitioner's limitations under their education, abilities, etc. If they are your standard doctor and they're assigned through like a generic hospital, honestly, they cannot do that much for you. Okay. So, and that's just the plain old truth. And where I'm pulling all of my perspectives and advice today is from a huge bag of 10 years of navigating health, chronic health issues and unique health issues, and even acute health issues with my clients, with a multitude of practitioners all over the place. So not just traditional medicine, but alternative and like very much so professional alternative medicine people, not willy-nilly magnetic standing machine thing people. Okay. Some of you guys might know what I'm talking about versus that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that's good. It's probably better that you don't. When you go see that practitioner, you know, they can definitely run generic physicals for you. Or, you know, if you have a very specific problem that they are able to legally or whatever, low liability, run deeper tests or issues, or it's very obvious you have a big breast cancer lump or something like that. Yeah, they are absolutely who you go to, because then you want most of that care done through your insurance. I'm a huge fan of trying to do as much as you can that benefits you through your health insurance, but then you need to pay out of pocket for your health care. Remember, insurance is sick care. It's called healthcare generically in our culture. Unfortunately, it's sick care. So that is what's getting covered by your health insurance. Unfortunately, it's not as much as you would like. And I have seen people get sicker and sicker or just ignored altogether by sticking to just how cheap can they get it because they're already paying for healthcare or their company provides them healthcare, la, la, la. You need to have a side budget of, I would say, ideally $2,000 a year, $1,500 if you can, you know, even a grand bare minimum to pay out of pocket for higher quality testing or higher quality care through functional medicine, integrative medicine, and alternative medicine testing and practitioners. Okay. So that includes like chiropractors and things like that. Some people actually have health insurance that does cover chiropractic. So that's great. You know, if you are somebody who has a lot of physical ailments, most people nowadays require the assistance of getting your bones put back into a good posture, because we all have crap posture, especially if you work on a computer, you know. And so chiropractors can be immensely beneficial for those of us who are stuck in movement patterns that are starting to cause chronic pains, okay? Chiropractors can be fantastic for that. Always look through their reviews, you know, make sure they've got at least 50 or more reviews if you're not sure about it. But give them a shot. And, you know, if it doesn't work for you, that doesn't mean all chiropractors are bad. If you had one bad chiropractor experience, you just had a bad fit, okay? Similar to like personal trainers, you know, some people have had bad experiences with personal trainers, some have had fantastic, and, you know, you find who works for your needs and with your body and at your expectations that you have, or your standards rather. So that goes with all practitioners, okay? Including whoever you're assigned through your insurance. You don't have to stick with that practitioner if you don't drive with them, you know? And if you are stuck with them because you live somewhere that doesn't have a lot of options, or all the other practitioners that are better are full, they're not taking new patients, then that's where you are going to get potentially better care from either an online or an in-person functional medicine practitioner or somebody else, because they are also equally real doctors. They have PhDs. They went through 5 to 8 years of schooling for medical care. You know, if they can prescribe you things and stuff like that legally, then they are a legitimate practitioner. Okay. They just didn't decide to go the Western medicine or traditional healthcare route. Okay. So it is important for you to make sure you don't make the mistake of only having one practitioner for your health and then only going to them for everything. This, for like females, I see the biggest mistake is they just stick to their OB-GYN. Like that becomes their god when it comes to their health. And unfortunately, that person, again, limited scope, limited ability of what they can run, you know, limited resources and all that different stuff. And so they'll usually kind of just be like, I've never seen this or that. Well, it's like, well, of course you haven't, because you aren't trained in that, or you aren't, that was not in your schooling because that is not part of curriculum for traditional healthcare. So of course you don't understand that, or you don't think that's real. You know, it's pretty rare for you to be able to find practitioners in traditional medicine that are open to and understand also non-traditional medicine. And that doesn't mean that non-traditional isn't gold standard or good. It actually just means that it's different. It's just a different approach. And most of the time we think of that as upstream versus downstream. You know, that's kind of how one of my teachers in when I was in university would describe it, was that like upstream people want to fix the issue before it goes down the river. Downstream people are like, I'm just going to try to manage this. It's already, the little boat has already gone down the river and it's already taken off. So how do we manage this boat? You know, if you picture it like that, your health is a little paper boat, and upstream, if you can just keep it at the dock, that is doing good. And then when your boat gets out the dock and starts to go down the river, that's an issue. Okay. We're calling that the issue. And traditional healthcare is the boat going down the river. And how can we slow it down before it goes down the waterfall? And the waterfall, we'll call that death. Okay. I know that might sound harsh, but really you want to try to keep your little health boat like at the dock. And that's where non-traditional healthcare comes in, because we are looking at root cause issues. We're looking at how to heal things before you have to manage them, and how to optimize your health and your life altogether. Okay. And so you're not going to get that through your healthcare traditionally, through your insurance, whatever you want to call it. Unfortunately, I have never seen success in vitality. My clients or friends who are married to using their health insurance only. Okay. That's a huge, strong statement, but it's true. I have never met anybody who's had good quality long-term health only using their insurance paid practitioner, because their general practitioner, their PCP, you know, primary care physician, OB-GYN, all of them, they are not well-rounded enough to maintain your health. Okay. So unfortunately, that is just the plain old truth. And, you know, if you had a different experience, that's cool. Let me know about it. I'd be very curious to hear about it. But at the same time, the unfortunate thing is I have, for people who have done that, I keep seeing them go on the hamster wheel of different medications that they should have no business taking, you know, like antidepressants that alter your brain chemistry that they didn't need, you know, that they probably have some massive deficiencies, or birth control to just pause the problem on their hormone imbalances as a little band-aid, but it's not actually going to fix it. And in the future, when they decide to have children, they're going to have a really hard time because they never worked on that imbalance, and they may be infertile now, especially for IUDs and stuff. Those definitely can cause, and I've seen it in some of my clients, infertility from perforation and issues like that. But again, like, I'm not trying to scare you guys. It's more just that this is serious, that this is like a real thing, that if you are somebody who thinks that anything outside of their primary care physician or something like that is a quack, or isn't to be trusted, or isn't educated enough, that is very, very wrong. And I would encourage you to open up your mind and explore high quality practitioners in those areas to have a healthcare team, because to fix that mistake is build a healthcare team for yourself. So for me, for example, what I have is I have a functional medicine naturopathic doctor. I have my, you know, primary care physician who, like, frankly doesn't have space to see me until like 6 months out. And then I'm like, well, what are you going to do? You're going to run a physical for me where I can actually pay out of pocket cheaper and do all of that. Or maybe not necessarily cheaper, but more in depth and get all those answers. I can run my own blood work. You know, there's a lot of things available right now that are higher quality than what your doctor is going to run. But again, you know, that is a person that's in my healthcare team for, especially when I have emergencies, you know, because then I have health insurance for the ER or whatever. And then I have a chiropractor, I have a massage therapist, I have a place where I go to get, you know, infrared sauna therapy and cold therapy, like cryotherapy. And I also have online practitioners who I work with for like bio-optimization. So trying to work on my overall inflammation, my adrenal health, because I've been like, as you guys, if you've been following me, you've heard me talk about this before. I have what's blanket termed adrenal fatigue, but basically it's adrenal insufficiency. They're not operating and producing the hormones at the level that they should be, especially since I am only in my early 30s. So I have a huge team of different angles I'm coming at my health, because that is the best quality care I can get, is a whole bunch of brains that know a lot about different areas and can benefit my overall situation. And I do have the benefit of better understanding how the body works and how health works and what it needs. And generally, I always am very interested in like deep dive researching when I don't understand it. And I totally understand that a lot of people don't, and a lot of people don't have a health background in that area. So that's why I kind of wanted to talk about this today, was to help you guys get a little bit more insight into how you should be approaching your health if you are struggling with significant symptoms or situation or disease and you're not getting any help through traditional healthcare. Okay. So you can look in your area, search naturopathic doctor, look through their reviews. You know, ZocDoc is a great place to look up people on their reviews. I think what there's health grades is another one. The fantastic thing about what came out of the pandemic for the medical care system is that a lot of practitioners are certified to be practicing in multiple states. So you also have access virtually to more practitioners who can order tests for you. You get them done locally. The results get sent back to them. They interpret it. They talk with you. They can help prescribe you straight to your door, different things that they find necessary for you. Okay. So there's people who can do deeper dives into your thyroid, for example. You know, that's what we had to do for my husband. Traditional healthcare failed us with Kaiser here in California on his thyroid. And fortunately, I had done a project in college that made me very aware of all the symptoms of hypothyroidism. And living with him for the first year that we moved in together, I was like, something's wrong with your thyroid. You check all the boxes of serious issues with your thyroid. And sure enough, you know, we got him tested and Kaiser failed us. They said like, oh, it's fine. Sometimes those levels come back wrong. Oh, that looks normal enough. And then basically I was like, no, push for a actual appointment with your practitioner and ask them, you know, if they can actually help prescribe you something to help with this, because you are far gone from natural things. And all that to say, his doctor was like, do you have this, or this symptom? And he was like, yeah, I have all of those. And like, I will never forget her voice when she was like, oh, okay, well, let's get you medicated. That's like literally exactly how it happened. And I was like, no, duh. But anyways, all that to say, you know, you have to be such an advocate for yourself or for your partner or for your children, because unfortunately, our system is so oversaturated that we have to be like, look, there's a problem. Look, there's a problem. And we have resources there now that we can do that. You know, like I said, you can order blood work online. You know, there's places like Merrick Health where you can build a lab, order your labs, get them taken at a lab corp anywhere nearby, and then they'll send it to you. And then you can send that blood work to your practitioner and be like, look, this is an issue. Like, this is actually not okay. My labs are actually not normal. You know, unfortunately, practitioners through general healthcare typically only run your TSH when you're checking thyroid, you know, backpacking off this thyroid concept. And I'll have so many of my friends or clients be like, oh yeah, well, I had my GP run my thyroid and she said it looked fine. And I was like, tell me she just ran your TSH. That's probably all she did. She didn't run T3, T4, reverse T3, TPO antibodies, which is what you would want to see if you have autoimmune, which is, to further the story of my husband, where we had to go to get better quality care, because his practitioner through Kaiser only kept bumping up his thyroxine. That's a generic T4 medication that you are going to usually see for people who are hypothyroid, and they just kept increasing the milligrammage and his thyroid got worse and worse. The TSH was higher and higher, which means, so TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, is what your pituitary gland releases to talk to your thyroid. Hypothyroid means your thyroid is underactive. So when your TSH number gets higher and higher and keeps increasing, that means that your pituitary gland is like, yo, hello, listen to me, do a thing. And the higher the number, the more it's screaming. And his, no matter how much levothyroxine that they were giving him through Kaiser, it wasn't getting better. And I was like, enough is enough. You're gonna, it's an issue. You know, thyroids, we only get one. They don't do thyroid transplants. So I was like, we need to take this even more seriously. I'm going to find you a specialist. And we had to, at the time, drive an hour and a half to a specialist that I found out here. Luckily, he's closer now. But he also operates remotely. So now we can, you know, check in and get labs run and all that kind of stuff and make sure his medications are proper, like virtually. So it's way more accessible. But regardless, all that to say, if we hadn't found this specialist who's a naturopathic doctor who specializes in thyroid health, if we didn't have him, my husband would have, he said that his TPO antibodies were so close that he should have been in a coma. So there's things where like it may never have gotten to a coma, but he, like, guys, he couldn't stay awake. Like going to the grocery store was exhausting for him. And like, that's not normal. Okay. And dark circles under your eyes, not normal. Itchy, scaly patches of skin on your legs, not normal. You know, there's a whole lot of stuff. And I do want to say that he's told me I can talk about this story because it is a really important one that is super close to home for us, because that his health was declining rapidly. And if we didn't get proper care from a practitioner that specialized in it or a practitioner that cared more, because frankly, I've seen for more of my clientele and even like through my interview with Dr. Kiven and Dr. Reeves, you know, they are naturopathic doctors who get to deep dive with their patients and spend more time than the average doctor, because traditional medicine doctors don't have the time. And that's why they usually use residents, you know, like the first person that interpreted my husband's first TSH levels on his labs was a newbie doctor, basically. And that's why she was like, sometimes, you know, the numbers just come back wrong. We'll test again in 2 months. And that was not okay. Like, no thanks. However, it did cost money out of pocket. So I had to talk him through the understanding, because it's always hard for everyone, even me in the beginning when I started paying out of pocket for my healthcare, is that it's going to be an investment, but it's still a smaller investment compared to what you're going to have to pay in the life you're going to live down the road if you don't do it ahead of time. If you don't try to manage things or heal things sooner. As you get older, everything gets way harder to go in reverse and or, you know, progress forward and heal through something. And so if you can and you should set aside money to pay out of pocket for these different resources, investing in your health is going to be the best returns you will ever get on an investment ever. Okay. But it definitely needs to be good quality. So make sure that you're checking out your practitioners and that you're getting good quality people. You're driving with them. Everything seems to feel like they care about you. You know, it seems like they're up to date with the science. You know, I've had practitioners in the past where I have worked with them, really liked them. And as I got more education in the background of my own experience and certifications, etc., I started to learn that like there are signs that some practitioners are not specialists in certain things. So when I would send my clients to this naturopathic doctor, okay, she seems to be avoiding a lot of gut health testing. I think it's because she's an older naturopathic doctor and she never went to schooling for it. So instead of saying that she doesn't do in-depth gut work, why don't we just go find a new functional medicine doctor who does specialize in gut health? So that's, for example, kind of what I mean. And unfortunately, a lot of people with PhD behind their name kind of have big egos. And, you know, rightfully so to some extent, especially because like they went through so much schooling. It's a lot of hard work and they're very smart and blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, unfortunately, it does make it really hard when you talk to them because, you know, especially in traditional healthcare, they feel like they're a god because they are just pointing and ordering and directing and whatevering everybody's health that comes to see them. And it kind of gets to their head, you know, it's kind of the same way that teachers, professors, policemen, you know, a lot of these people that have these more powerful directing jobs kind of get a little too big for their britches. And unfortunately, I've had so many traditional healthcare practitioners be that way. And when my clients will ask them like, hey, can you check my hormones? Because I'm feeling this symptom significantly. And I've been hearing that this can mean to this. And then a lot of the doctors will just be like, bah, you know, Google University, like, that's not true. You know, blah, blah, blah. We don't need to run those labs. And then I'm in the background like, but why not? What do you lose by them running this? You know, like your patient is struggling with something, you know, like, why wouldn't you? And then that basically becomes, all right, we'll run it then and we'll find out. And then usually we run it through blood work that we can do outside of health insurance and be like, bada bing, bada boom. Yep. You've got major imbalances. Like, let's start to work on this. Or maybe you're a candidate for hormone replacement therapy, you know? So there's so many ways that this shakes out. And so having that mistake of not exploring alternative healthcare or building out a more comprehensive healthcare team is going to be such a mistake, because you're just not getting enough brains in your corner to navigate, especially complex health things. Okay. And, you know, another example of that would be, you know, I've had a client who has really irregular bowel movements and really painful stomach pains and, you know, pains elsewhere too. It feels like other organs. And her GI doctor just keeps saying, I think it's leaky gut. I think it's IBS. I think it's IBS. And it's like, okay, cool. So if it is and whatnot, what else can we do about it? Like, what is further testing to figure out how to reverse that? You know, because she already eats so perfectly to the IBS protocols and it's not helping. So obviously that's not just the problem. You know what I mean? So then that comes to navigating with all these other practitioners and trying to get more in-depth understanding and testing. And there's so many amazing functional medicine tests that you can do. There's stool tests you can do that can tell you a ton of stuff about your gut, all the way from parasites and worms to imbalances in your good and your bad gut bacteria that can really determine a lot of whether or not you're going to be holding on to weight, excess fat, inflammation, you know, skin issues, brain fog, you know, and that's all from a stool test. GI map is what it's called, if you're curious. And then there's other ones like the Dutch test, the dried urine test, where basically it can tell a lot of how you are detoxing many of your major hormones, your estrogen, your progesterone, you know, all that stuff. And what's amazing about the Dutch test is it's now being recognized as a potential precursor for recognizing if you're trending towards breast cancer and other cancers, because it can see how you're processing your estrogens and which pathways you're using out of your detox pathways. Fantastic, amazing, and powerful. And all you have to do is pee on a strip at different times in your day, dry them, and send them in. And so there's some fantastic things that you cannot do through traditional healthcare. They don't learn those tests in traditional university for medical school, and they don't recognize them as part of a healthcare protocol, because again, they are built to manage things or to deal with something that's acute. It's not really built to help you have the most optimal, vibrant life. Okay. So something else that I do want to also note when it comes to mistakes is that many people make the mistake of, like I was saying, complacency with whatever is considered normal. And what I mean by pointing this specific topic out is that something that I have learned, especially through some of the brilliant practitioners that I've worked with or my clients have worked with that I get looped in and get to talk with them, is that within range does not mean that that is the best for you. Okay. So the ranges that are built on most blood work are where they've seen general average health. Doesn't mean optimal health. Average health has been at any range that they're using there. So somebody could be at the bottom of the range and be averagely fine, and somebody can be at the top of the range and be averagely fine. That doesn't mean that just because you land in a normal range that you are thriving, that you are feeling your best. So just because it comes back normal and is not flagged doesn't mean that that is okay. That is a huge note. Okay. You have to understand this. So because normal ranges are kind of random, and they also might be based off of men sometimes. And what that translates into is issues with understanding you and being recognized as an individual when it comes to where you landed. So usually, you know, a lot of people will be like, okay, you're towards the bottom of the range, or you're just outside of the bottom of the range. We don't really like that. That might be why you're having issues. However, the complicated part is you could be at the middle of the range, and for you as an individual with your genetics and your situation, you might be feeling like dog shit. And so if that is the case and your symptoms are related to vitamin D deficiency or vitamin C deficiency, a whole lot of different things, and more than just vitamins, you know, vitamin D is actually a steroid hormone, but it's unfortunately named a vitamin. It's not actually a vitamin. But when we are looking at these things, you know, progesterone violently low, you know, we see that very common with PCOS. You'll usually see very low to no progesterone production. You can see normal or high estrogen production, and then you'll see very high testosterone or very high DHEA, which are those are your androgenic hormones. And so when we see that combination with low progesterone, that's usually PCOS. It doesn't always relate to that, but at the same time, if you're trending towards that, that's something you want to catch early. So that's where I get frustrated, why a lot of traditional healthcare doesn't care to add your hormone levels in your physical every year, because they should, especially since we're having a fertility crisis and there's a whole lot of other things. But again, the more you observe and learn the patterns that you see in traditional healthcare, you do see that it's set up in place to make profit for pharmaceutical companies. And so unfortunately, you know, we are seeing the downside to all of that. But when it comes to, again, discussing with your practitioner and everything seeming quote unquote normal, that's where you have, when you have your other side in your healthcare team, you have your naturopathic or functional medicine doctor, you take your labs that you got ran through your insurance, so you saved some money if that is something that really matters to you, and then you take those labs to them, and they most likely will want to run deeper labs because unfortunately, they'll run through general healthcare. They'll usually just run a complete blood count, a complete metabolic panel, which is your general, you know, lipids, cholesterol, ferritin, sometimes it's just iron, you know, blood sugar. And maybe they'll run, you know, if you say you have a thyroid thing, they'll again just run TSH, but that's only one little piece of the puzzle. It's not good enough. So usually when you take it to a functional medicine practitioner, or a naturopathic doctor, et cetera, they'll want to run more in-depth labs to get a better look at what is your individual picture. What else, you know, because there's so many more things that you need to see. And that's just with blood work, guys. Again, like there's so much more that can be tested and done. And on a similar note, you know, when I've had a lot of my friends and family or clients go to dermatologists through their health insurance, they will basically just get steroid creams or put on hormonal blockers and a whole bunch of things that are not the first choice when trying to navigate a symptom or an issue. They are not the answer. Birth control is almost never the answer, but through general healthcare, it almost always is the answer. And that is a huge issue. It's not going in depth and figuring out the issue. So those are all things that I really think are important for you to avoid so that you don't underestimate prevention of disease and cancers and issues down the road that can absolutely be avoided and, you know, be reversed or heal from. You know, a lot of people are trending towards, like, if you're pre-diabetic, you don't have to become a diabetic. You can completely reverse that massively through nutrition, honestly, but they also can do it without metformin or without Ozempic or any of those things. There's a lot of things that you can do naturally to avoid these lifelong diseases and problems. So I really hope that today's conversation was eye-opening for you guys to help you kind of advocate for yourself better and navigate this world when it comes to general healthcare, because unfortunately it's failing us because it's in a broken system. And I don't think any of these practitioners mean to be poor quality. I think, unfortunately, they're just set up to fail because, again, like some of these practitioners, like at Kaiser, have 6,000 patients. Not kidding. 6,000 patients. How could you ever give individual high-quality care to all of those patients? So it's very important. I can't say it enough. Healthcare is sick care. You have to invest and set aside a little budget every year for out-of-pocket, higher-quality healthcare, because that's where you're going to be able to thrive and hopefully heal from issues that, you know, arise just from our world, from our environmental toxins, from our lifestyles, from whatever, from our genetics. You know, that definitely plays a huge role too. And you can get better quality care. You can. Okay. So definitely check out local functional medicine doctors, integrative practitioners. You know, I have a client up in Washington who's found this amazing integrative practitioner care group that has an annual fee. And, you know, some people might balk at like, I think roughly like $2,000 for the year. However, the quality of that care in her practitioner, even her like main primary care physician that is through that integrative group, is amazing, is fantastic. I am super impressed with the care that she's getting and how much she, you know, is responsive to my client. And they do body scans to check body fat and muscle. And they have chiropractic care through them. They have physical therapy through them. You know, there's a whole bunch of things. It's a whole care team. So the big thing that I want you to walk away with is you need a care team. So build your care team. Find all the little things that you can optimize your health with, if that matters a lot to you. Okay. Some people are fine just steamrolling through life and seeing their GP when they have an issue. But like the amount of people I know who go to their PCP for body issues, like they pulled a muscle or they have a chronic physical injury or whatever, and they go to their PCP and their PCP is like, I can give you a cortisol shot or I can refer you to physical therapy. It's like, no. They are not the best people for you to see when it comes to like body work. They are not trained in that. That's not what they do. They don't spend time taking kinesiology classes, movement therapy, any of that stuff, biomechanics. So why would you see your doctor who basically spent his entire time learning about contraindications for medications, injuries, surgery, whatever, you know, that kind of body work? Why would you see somebody for a movement problem, you know, hurting yourself from any sort of sport or weightlifting or whatever? Don't go see them for that. Go see a chiropractor, a high quality physical therapist, you know, not somebody who is an insurance mill physical therapist. It's pretty rare that I get good quality physical therapists for my clients out of the insurance mill game. But, you know, there's and massage therapy, cryotherapy, just got to take care of yourself. You got to find different outlets that are going to be paying for out of pocket. That are available to you. Okay. So I am going to cut this episode here. We're going to end here because I could just talk about this all day long. But I hope that this, again, was very helpful for you and that you better understand a little bit more of the routes you can take for advocating for yourself and, you know, taking your health into your own hands, because it's not going to be the right longevity game plan for yourself if you don't take your health seriously and your family's health seriously, your partner's health seriously or whatnot, and finding people who take you as seriously as you take yourself and want the best for you and can give you that attention. Because, you know, unfortunately, time and time again, traditional healthcare is not going to give you that time. They don't have that ability to give you that attention and care and quality of care and up-to-date health science in general. They are behind, you know, they're limited to what has been approved by their boards and things like that. They cannot practice outside of that just because this year we discovered most Alzheimer's research has been faked. That's fun. So a lot of Alzheimer's prevention or medications, you know, like, are they actually legitimate or are they just another ploy for more money for big pharma? Who knows? That's a topic for another time. But all right, Rebel, share this episode with somebody who you think might need to advocate for themselves with their health and or, you know, needs to have a little more expansion in their mindset of understanding of practitioners that are out there waiting to help you, that you just have to budget some extra money to pay for them out of pocket. Okay. But as always, celebrate your strength and nourishment. Walk with confidence. I'll catch you next week on another episode of Rebel Wellness. What did you think about that episode? If you enjoyed it, I hope that you would come join my community on Instagram at Rebel Wellness Podcast or my coaching page at Kaylee Loren or both. I would love to see your name pop up on my new follows list. I might say hello if I catch you. And I would also like to invite you to come check out my website, coachkales.com, if you're interested in seeing any more of the educational learning resources I have created for you. I have a whole ton of amazing free downloads that you can like dip your toe in the water of what working with me looks like. And if you are really vibing with what I have to say and how I teach it, come explore my courses that are available for purchase. They are all do-it-yourself. In the near future, I plan to have some awesome group coaching that will be all live, so stay tuned for that. And the best way to know when I'm going to launch those is through my monthly wellness newsletter, which is my hand-curated, not AI-generated, monthly all things health and wellness newsletter that I created to be your new favorite resource for staying up to date with the latest in the health world, self-care resources that I've created, and a bunch of the clean beauty picks that I personally use myself and a whole lot more, as well as early access and discounts to anything that I create in the future for specifically my newsletter sign up. So if you'd like to sign up, head to coachkales.com and add yourself to my mailing list. Last but not least, I would absolutely love it if you would help our podcast grow by simply sharing a rating or review wherever you stream and are listening to me right now, and share it on your social medias or text it to some friends or family members if this episode resonated and was something that you think could help somebody else, because I really would love to help anybody in your circle if I've been helping you. So I absolutely am so grateful that you're here. And if you listened all the way through, you are a real one. So, all right, Rebel, until next episode.